We have, well, I could introduce everybody in this room today because you're all very special, but there is one group that has joined us again this year, and that's the Outstanding Young Farmers. And I'm going to ask one of the four to come forward here in a moment. But the Outstanding Young Farmer program was started back in the 1950s, and one of our National Ag Day sponsors, John Deere, has been the financial supporter of the Outstanding Young Farmer National Congress since 1977. That one was held in Bismarck, North Dakota. And each year from applications, the top 25 candidates are reviewed by judges from that group. The top 10 are chosen for an expense-paid trip to the OYF Awards Congress. And these top 10 automatically become members of the OFA fraternity. And from the top 10, four are chosen as National Outstanding Young Farmers. We just held the 2012 program in Springdale, Arkansas. Those four winners will be here next year for National Agriculture Day. But today we have the four winners, the class of 2011. There are now 1,500 plus members in the OFA fraternity, and the fraternity is incorporated, elects officers every for two-year terms, and it's very important to continuing to program the Outstanding Young Farmer Award. So let me introduce the honorees, and I'll call one couple to the microphone to make some comments. But first of all, Joe and Dawn Jeremiah from Connecticut, hold your hand up high. I can't ask you to stand because we're all standing. Okay, but back here from Connecticut, Jeremiah, okay. Then we have John and Stacy Melick from New Jersey. Right over here, we have Ryan and Michelle Keller from Wisconsin. The Kellers are over here. And then we have Chad and Danielle Booty from Oklahoma. And a nice round of applause for the four, if you can, please. Because from a media standpoint, I love this program because it gives us something very positive to talk about on the part of agriculture today, particularly farm family operations. Anybody who says the family farm is dead is totally out of base, because it's changed, but it's alive and well. So we're going to ask Chad and Danielle to come forward. Chad began farming in junior high school, planting 250 acres of rented land to wheat and grazing 100 head of cattle. He now raises wheat, alfalfa, canola, stocker cattle, and cow-calf pairs on more than 6,300 acres near Alva, Oklahoma. Graduated from Northwestern Oklahoma University with a degree in ag business. He and his wife, Danielle, both come, are you ready for this, 5 generations of farming and ranching in both families. So please welcome Chad and Danielle, please.
Thank you, Oren. It's a great honor to be here at the nation's capital to celebrate National Agricultural Day. On behalf of the 2011 National Outstanding Young Farmers, I would like to thank John Deere, the National Association County Agricultural Agents, and the Outstanding Farmers of America fraternity for making this opportunity and available for us. My wife and I, Danielle, we do farm in the ranch in Oklahoma. We have 4 kids, Colton 13, Tabor 11, Sagelin 9, and Davin 6. We actually have 2 of the older boys standing over here with us today. We both came from at least 5 generations of farmers. We produce wheat, canola, alfalfa, grass pastures, raise stocker cattle, and cow-calf pairs. My family and I have taken on an exciting adventure, and I say exciting because we get to experience miracles every day. From a newborn calf taking his first steps, from a seed planted and sprouting and growing to maturity to be harvested. But with every adventure comes trying times, like the drought this past summer we experienced in Oklahoma. Although I am personally not a gambler, I do find farming, it could be a gamble, from deciding when to sell wheat to trying to outguess the weather. But I have never doubted this occupation that I have chose. It is rewarding to see all the miracles of nature, but more importantly, to be part of the elite group that we call ourselves farmers and ranchers. We are challenged with the vital task of feeding and clothing America. And just like the theme says, the products American farmers and ranchers produce have always been abundant, affordable, and amazing. The Outstanding Young Farmers of America program was started in 1954 by the United States Junior Chamber. Its purpose is to seek out young farmers and ranchers that have excelled in the field of agriculture and show leadership in their community. Our experience on the National Outstanding Young Farmers Rancher program was an opportunity of a lifetime. We met so many neat people from across the U.S. that are farmers in many different types of agriculture. We don't live in the same areas or grow the same crops, but it is amazing how we face many of the same obstacles. Last year's class of 10 finalists was an amazing group. We felt very honored to be part of this group, let alone one of the four winners. After getting to know them, I am very optimistic about the future of agriculture. There are so many great farmers and ranchers who work hard every day feeding America and the world.
Most people can trace their heritage back to agriculture, but unfortunately, the numbers of farmers and ranchers is decreasing rapidly. Rural America makes up 16% of the population, and less than 2% of that are actually farmers and ranchers. This is very scary to me, because we are talking about our food source. We don't want to become dependent on foreign nations and have to import our food supply. As more and more Americans move away from the farm, many people don't know where their food comes from or the process it takes to produce it. Examples of this is a child was asked where milk comes from, and he said, the grocery store. And a woman was quoted saying, I don't know why people have to kill innocent animals when there's plenty of meat at the store. Because of society's lack of agriculture experiences and knowledge, they are relying on animal rights activists, environmental groups, and the media for their information. And many times, this information is incomplete, misrepresented, and sometimes completely wrong. This is where we as farmers and ranchers need your help. The solution to this problem is consumer education from reliable sources. A great place to start is with our youth. The 4-H and FFA programs do a good job of this. Through these programs, kids can gain knowledge and experience that stay with them for a lifetime. Another area that is important to our cause is letting our legislators know how policies will affect agriculture. 15 years ago, I never would have dreamed of visiting our state capitol on a regular basis to visit with our legislators. But now I'm there 2 to 3 times a year, because if we don't, some other group will be there with their agenda.
This is a critical time in our nation and in our industry. Farmers and ranchers love and respect the land. They work with it daily and don't want to harm it for the future generations. They also know the best practices for caring for the animals. I have 4 young children that I would like to have the opportunity to come back and farm and ranch. They are the main reason we choose to farm. Growing up on a farm, they will tell you that they have learned responsibility, the value of hard work, and yes, how to enjoy life. So please help us tell the true stories of agriculture and to carry on the tradition for the future generations. I thank you for all you do, and may God bless and richly bless you for the rest of the year.